Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we have kind of a huge announcement to make. We've converted two of the people on our show, one for sure, and almost a second, into homeowners.
Yes, yep. Right?
T-Hack out of nowhere. By the way, Amber hates T-Hack.
I'm so mad at him. I'm so frustrated with him. Ugh, it makes me mad.
Interest rates are stupid.
They're so low, it's crazy.
They're just giving money away. House prices are what they're going to be. Mm-hmm. And T-Hack's like, I'm thinking about getting a house.
No. I was like, I'm thinking about getting a house. And then T-Hack comes in one day and was like, so the person that we rent from, you know, the realtor, she just comes in and is like, do you guys want to buy a house? And he's like, maybe. And then the first place they go look is a new build. It's so easy. They had a house within a day, a weekend. Yes. They went to see like two places. Yep. And they're like, done. Great. Mm-hmm. Woo. They already have it. They have their house.
Yep.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
you're like 6 weeks into this grind.
Here I am.
No home in sight. It's not going to happen.
It is going to happen. But
it will eventually happen because you know why? She's put it on her vision board.
That's
right. I'm manifesting it.
So what we want to do for T-Hack and Amber and anybody else who's a new homeowner, we want to give you home hacks.
Nice.
If you've got like some sort of thing that a new homeowner needs to know. We just found out about one in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need that here? Or would it work here? Like they hang bags of pennies outside their house.
In water.
Oh, in water. I missed that
bags
part.
Of water,
in water.
Because it has to reflect, the light has to reflect off the water. And
so
the
then they can't be dirty pennies. They got to be, you would think they got to be clean pennies.
Okay, to be able to.
Yeah, because if you got your nasty old, it's just going to be brown.
The
there's no reflection or whatever. And apparently what it does is flies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like large bodies of water because there's nowhere to land or something.
Right.
So they see that and it confuses them and they think it's a large body of water and they go somewhere else.
Easy breezy. Yeah, it looks weird having these things hanging, but.
Would it work here? Because I have a huge, literally as I'm saying, did you just see a fly go by Steve's head?
No, but I just saw you.
I'm like, a fly just flew by your head.
It's
like, oh my God, that was really weird.
Or like, there's another thing you can do too. I learned this when, as a kid growing up, we'd go visit my grandparents in a rural small town.
Yeah.
And everyone on their porches had these jars, and these clear jars, and they had all these flies in them. And so finally I asked somebody, and they said, well, they take mason jars, you have a special lid that you put on them, and you put like a dead apple or a dead flower in the bottom of the jar.
Oh, it's rotting, so it smells.
Yes, and it attracts the flies into the jar, but they can't get out. So you have these jars.
So whatever their entrance is, they can't figure out how to get back out of it?
Somehow there's water in there or something, and they can't get out. So it's like a fly catcher.
Yeah, you can do it with fruit flies, too.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like you get, because you have fresh fruit.
Yeah.
And Steve would never, Steve doesn't eat it.
Fruit flies are the worst. Out, right.
His fruit is like,
ignore that, Steve.
Popping a can open, drinking the juice, dumping the pears into it.
Fruit fly, hence.
No, because they're tiny little fruit flies.
Oh, they're so annoying.
Because I like.
Do you guys all get them when you buy fresh fruit?
If you, and it sucks if you have like, you have fresh fruit out and then you're having wine because then they're like jumping all over the place and then they love the wine. So like you look in your wine glass and there's like a thousand of them stuck
on the side. So annoying.
Oh God, they're everywhere.
Ooh.
It's bad in Napa. Like there's fruit flies. It's.
You have to be careful. Yeah.
So here's what we want to do. We want to get some home hacks from you, but we don't want them all to be bug related.
Right.
like there's other, I'm trying to think of one. I know how to get rid of birds, but it feels like a bug one. Like you hang a CD on like the lure swivel, like the thing you use when you're fishing, so it'll actually spin.
Spin.
I don't know what that's called.
It's
like a swivel thing.
Yeah.
And fishing wire. If you hang them from like the gables of your house, look at Amber. She doesn't want to do it.
I'm panicked.
She's trying to sound
like no.
You guys are like stressing me out because the whole reason I was like waiting is because I was like, I don't want to deal with all the stuff that comes with owning a house. And now I'm like in it already. I'm like, I'm committed.
Yes.
I'm gonna buy a house, but Steve's gonna be over every weekend. Like, what do I do, Steve?
Help
me.
And then he's gonna be on the phone with me telling him what to do. Anyway, you hang CDs, like old CDs that like whatever. And it looks like a little disco ball, and birds won't land on your house. Somehow.
That is.
I think if you live in an HOA neighborhood, they probably have something to say. Turning your house into a giant disco ball. But
real quick, and then I'll expound on that. If you have a bat problem, like my neighbors had a bats that were trying to nest in their entryway.
Okay.
And so the bat person came over and said, "Look, I could charge you $1,000 for doing this, but here's the tip. All you have to do." Bats need something to hook their claws into.
Yes.
So you put up that flight foam that goes
like
around.
Like the door trim.
Kind of, yes, that stuff.
I know what you're talking about, like fuzzy, foamy.
Fuzzy foam. You put it up in your entry or wherever your bat nest is, they can't grip it.
And with no gription, they just
move on. They're just like, bye.
Let's go somewhere else.
Go over to somebody else's house.
All right.
Yeah, it costs like 80 cents.
All right, we're going to give you some other tips that aren't about pests, but we want your tips. If there's ways, we've got ways to unclog a stuck drain. We can get stuff. I know how to get red wine out of carpet.
Ooh.
You do, and this is brilliant.
I'll give you that tip.
Polish some furniture.
Yes! All right, if you got some house hacks, we'd love to hear them. My quick red wine hack, this is terrible. It's not really a great hack, but it works. If you spill red wine on, this sounds not real, you pour white wine on top of it.
Yeah.
I swear.
Really?
What? Yes.
That is crazy.
It seems like a colossal, because I once stayed at the Hyatt Hotel right over there, the Hyatt Regency. Uh-huh. They gave me a suite, and we got a little crazy. And when I woke up, I thought I had killed somebody.
Oh, they had white carpets, too.
It was
red everywhere.
Oh, my God. And people tried to soak it up with the white towels, and I'm like,
no.
But I just got out all the Sauvignon Blanc, and I was like, wah, 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 wah. And it lifts it, like, then when you dab the Sauvignon Blanc up, it pulls up both wines. I swear I'm not.
That is wicked.
It's a real hack.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are we going to polish our furniture with?
Essential oils. Lemon essential oil or tea tree oil.
Right.
It says dark wood, though. So
wait, are the essential oils the crap that people try to sell me on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have to talk to one of those moms who's in
Lululemon. You can just go get them.
Oh, just go get them at the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
There's another one. Have you ever had some relations, had the candles out, do your thing, and then you walking across the room and some candle gets stuck on the floor, some wax gets stuck on the floor?
Is it ice? Not ice.
So ice can sometimes work, but you know how you get the wax off? How it fell on there, it was hot. So you take a towel, you put it on top of the wax, get an iron out, iron the towel, and when you lift the towel up, the wax will be stuck.
Voila. Look at that. You're full of them.
I'm like Mr. Hack Guy. All right. So if you've got a house hack, we've got some more we're going to give you. But instead, we'd like to hear yours. Tell us your house hacks. 303-222-5423.
There's a woman on the phone who has a hack for avoiding building permits.
Yeah, you just start building and don't ask any questions, right?
Okay, no.
All right. Well, I have to call my lawyer and we're going to take your house hacks next. Sarah?
Yay.
House hacks.
So when you're looking to buy a house, look in the unincorporated sections of town. Not only, we have a house in unincorporated, not only are our taxes like a quarter of what they normally are, but when you go to do anything to your house, like add a fence, an extension to your house, anything like that, you a lot of the times don't have to file for separate permits because you don't answer to the city. And a lot of the county doesn't really care.
What's the downfall of that, though?
You can't be.
I've lived in this house for 13 years, and we have yet to encounter a downfall.
But where are you at? You like in an unincorporated Adams or somewhere?
Unincorporated Jeffco.
Okay.
And I mean, usually can't have HOAs in unincorporation either because there's no strict guidelines for the HOA to pull off of.
But when people ask you where you you always have to say unincorporated.
No, you still say, do you live in Lakewood? You call it, what's
the
name?
Technically Golden.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But we're on the outside, like the outskirts of Golden, so it's unincorporated. So anything for the city of Golden doesn't technically apply to us.
So it's kind of like you've been ostracized.
Yes.
The real neighborhoods over here, but they pushed you.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. I know people who live in unincorporated. Like there's I think Lulu's Farms, it's a farm up by my house. Like they sell Traeger grills and stuff. And like they're, you don't pay the sale, like the sales tax is.
Oh, wow. Wet
because, but the problem is with Amber, it won't work. She wants to be.
I want to be. Yeah,
she wants to be in the city.
Oh,
like
God.
All of Denver, I believe. I don't think there's any patches of unincorporated anywhere
Denver.
Near DU
yeah.
or Wash Park or anything. But out by you, I bet you there's unincorporated Adams County.
I think you're right.
Your taxes go way down. Mm-hmm. I mean, that. Why didn't somebody tell me that little nugget? You don't even want to know what I pay in taxes.
Right.
Oof.
Ellen.
Yay.
House hacks. What do you got?
I got a butterfly trap.
Okay.
I even caught a mouse this way once.
Oof.
Okay.
You pour a can of pop into a pie pan and leave it in the area where all the flies are.
Okay.
First, they'll dive in and drown themselves in it. And then once the liquid evaporates, it's really, really super sticky. So
that's
they'll
true.
Land on it and they're stuck forever. And that's what happened to the mouse, too.
So Whoa. A mouse eventually walked up and got his paws stuck on there. So there was just a cemetery there.
Yeah.
It was all four legs, tail, and abdomen stuck, and he was squeaking like a dog squeaky toy.
Oh my wow. God.
Okay, that's not helpful for Amber right
not
now.
He's like, all.
I don't want that.
I will that be is, calling you guys
yes.
for that.
That's a great tip, though, Ellen. Thank you. I mean,
dang.
That's really cool. Mike?
Yay!
What's your house hack?
Well, this one is more for the ladies, but if you're taking a long, hot shower and your mirror's fogged up, before you shower, wash your mirror with shaving cream and it doesn't fog up.
It won't fog up?
No, it does not.
Huh.
Any kind of shaving cream? Does it have to be the foam or the gel or which kind? Because I feel like the gel, you could never wipe
right.
it off.
It has to be that
It'd
foamy,
just be like, yeah.
The Barbasol. The
gel turns into a foam anyway, so it'll all work.
You're right.
I've also heard that with toothpaste, too. It has an anti-fog agent.
I use toothpaste on when I go snorkeling.
Oh, yeah.
To get it. But, like, I think it's a lot of toothpaste to me. I guess you could dilute it.
I put toothpaste on burns also.
Doesn't that burn?
A toothpaste on a burn, it makes it feel so much better.
Really?
Toothpaste on a zit will knock it out in a day, too.
What?
Toothpaste is like, I barely ever put it on my teeth.
And they say, also, if you have scratches on your furniture, toothpaste
yes.
will
toothpaste.
Help that, too.
And you use it as spackle, too.
And spackle.
Yes.
Filling, like,
wow.
holes on the wall.
Toothpaste, what can't it do? Thank you for the call. I wonder if you could clean a mirror with toothpaste if you just, like, made a little thing and diluted it. I mean, it'd be a lot. You don't want to, like, go...
Yeah.
Scored a bunch, but like I've got, I give you so much shaving cream. Jen.
Yes.
What's your house hack?
Yay.
House hack is Crest whitening toothpaste.
Oh my God, another toothpaste.
I already talked to someone about this.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
So, whitening toothpaste with the granules, a Q-tip head, put the toothpaste on that, and then when you have Sharpie on wood furniture, you just go right along the Sharpie mark, and it comes off like a dream.
Oh, if your kids have, like, Sharpied up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, like, my kids have Sharpied their Pottery Barn Kids furniture.
Wow.
White, dark.
So it's the granules in the whitening stuff.
Okay,
it's the little,
you gotta
it's
use
the little,
that.
Yeah, whatever you call that, like the exfoliant.
And the Crest whitening seems to work best.
All right.
Dang.
We're getting our Q-tips out. Thank you, Jen. Roxy.
Yay.
What's your house hack?
So I found that if you use Dawn soap and then add a baking soda on top and kind of rub it in to get a stain out, it gets literally everything out.
Get out.
Stains out of laundry, stains out of floor.
Carpet
stains.
Or...
Yep, pretty much anything. I've got stains out of my sister's white shirt, my dog projectile puked orange puke off my floor, and I got that out. So, I mean, it's worked for everything, the vibrant coverlays I'd have.
Equal amounts, so it's Dawn and baking soda?
Huh.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Do you think it would get blood out of a clown suit, or? Okay. I have friends with problems.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.